It's Thursday, August 21st, and with your 1pm news bulletin, I am Leonard Witbien. The Oshikoto Regional Council has expressed concern over a rise in scams involving fraudsters impersonating council staff, soliciting fake quotations and payments. Spokesperson Beatrice Nehale cautioned stakeholders to be alert and avoid falling prey to these schemes.
Bid us out the service providers or the general public to be cautioned, or rather to be aware of these fraudsters that are purporting to be employees of Oshikoto Regional Council, and really to take note that Oshikoto Regional Council does not go into negotiation with bidders regarding the awards of procurement contracts.
Nedbank Namibia has kicked off its first Future of Business Conference aimed at supporting owner-managed businesses with insights on leadership, communications, HR and IT. The event that commenced today is held in partnership with Future Media, Auric, Droombos, Salt Essential IT, Fly Namibia and APS. It also saw the attendance of Arinze Okafor, the founder of the Namibia Investment and Finance Academy.
I'm excited about today's summit, and I'm really hopeful to pick up, you know, on thoughtful engagements and also some takeaways in terms of what's the business community, you know, going to be doing about, you know, SMEs, about contributing to some of our national development goals, and also how we can collaborate as private sector as well to enhance financial inclusion and empowerment.
South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa, speaking at the Tokyo International Conference on African Development, said U.S. tariff actions on African goods highlights the need to diversify export markets. He noted that Japan, a key investor with 132 billion rand in bilateral trade last year, can benefit from the African Continental Free Trade Area as a gateway for global exports into the continent.
Africa is not seeking aid, it is seeking partners. We seek partnership in infrastructure, in energy, in digital development through blended finance. We also seek partnerships in financing skills development, youth innovation, and small business scaling.
Uganda has signed an agreement with the United States to host nationals from third countries who are denied asylum in the U.S. but unwilling to return home. Its Foreign Affairs Ministry confirmed to Reuters. The move aligns with U.S. President Donald Trump's push to deport millions of undocumented immigrants and expand removals to third countries, including South Sudan and Eswatini. India has tested its longest-ranging nuclear-capable ballistic missile with a reported strike range exceeding 5,000 kilometers. Shidish Nagar, reporting from New Delhi, says the launch took place from a dedicated test facility in the eastern Indian state of Odisha and marks a major step in New Delhi's strategic deterrence posture amidst regional tensions.
Officials from India's Ministry of Defense have confirmed the launch of the missile. They say the test was, quote, successful and validated all parameters. The missile, called the Agni-5, is said to have a range covering almost all of Asia and parts of Europe. Analysts say the launch reflects a leap in India's technological capabilities, with the system designed to carry multiple warheads aimed at different targets. The test comes at a time of heightened tensions with China and Pakistan, both of which closely monitor India's missile program. India, however, maintains its nuclear doctrine rests on a policy of, quote, credible minimum deterrence and a pledge of no first use, signaling that its growing arsenal is aimed at deterrence and not aggression. Shitish Nagar, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.